Conference. And St. Louis has an entry in the new National Premier Soccer League. They will be called St. Louis Club Atletico, and they'll play its home games at St. Mary's High School Soccer Stadium. Tryouts will be held in March in Eureka, Missouri. And folks, 18 years ago today, St. Louis Rams linebacker Mike Jones stopped Tennessee Titans wide receiver Kevin Dyson on the one-yard line to preserve a 23-16 Super Bowl victory. That play, known as the tackle, took place during Super Bowl 34 in Atlanta 18 years ago today. This newscast brought to you in part by Surf and Sirloin Restaurant. When was the last time you had USDA Prime aged beef tenderloin? So tender you can eat it with a butter knife. It's called the Pepperloin at Surf and Sirloin. That's how it's done. You know the place. Located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. Open for lunch Tuesday through Friday and dinner 7 days a week. Serving USDA Prime beef. That's the top 2% of any meat sold in the country. You can check out their menu online at surfandsirloin.com. Surf and Sirloin is located just southwest of Manchester and 270. From the beautiful new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Just around the corner, Pinion's Playhouse, and the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
The SSM Health St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. And get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last. Presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Gateway says arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13.5 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14.5 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
It's 2018, and 590 The Fan has a new website. You can go to 590thefan.com and get all the information about the radio station that you need. Did you miss one of your favorite shows? Click on the radio shows link and listen to your favorite show's podcast. Check in to see who the high school athlete of the week is with Hannah Yates. Watch the latest Blue Note breakdown, giving you all the latest and insight on the St. Louis Blues. And take advantage of the 590 The Fan Listener Rewards Program. Click on the Listener Rewards box and get in on valuable deals from our 590 The Fan sponsors.
You're a brilliant mind.
Listen to your show every day. It's really good.
Listen in 24/7 by clicking on the Listen Live link in the upper right-hand corner. It's all at your fingertips on the all-new 590thefan.com.
Hi, this is Tim Woodburn from the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon. As a licensed private investigator for the last 10 years, I've helped hundreds of area residents learn the truth. What's your lover really doing when you're not around? When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations. In business for 10 years with an A-plus rating with the BBB, and we get results. For a free consultation, call 238-1367. 238-1367, online at gatewaypi.net, or email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Back in the 1940s, Walter Byerly, a cabinet maker, decided to build house trailers. The Warren family purchased a small trailer in 1954, and so began a 20-year odyssey covering 47 states. Every summer, the Warrens hit the road. Hardly a national monument or park was missed, documented by hundreds of slides and notebooks recording expenses like $6.06 for groceries and $3.69 for 13 gallons of gas. You can see the Warren's 1954 Byerly trailer on display at the lot. and compare how RVs have changed in 60 years. Check us out at BuyerlyRV.com, Eureka, Missouri.
Looking for a great place to watch the game? Well, swing by one of Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill's 11 area locations. Hotshots has great drinks, an amazing menu with options including burgers, pizzas, and award-winning wings. Plus, all the sports you can handle served up by the lovely Hotshots ladies. Find a location near you today at hotshotsnet.com. Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, St. Louis's home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
Join.
Go join his partners and peers.
Oh.
There's no fun left on.
Mr. Brain's Faggots. A great meal all round.
Oh, my God.
What? What'd you say? I didn't understand
it. British.
What?
British humor.
British. Yeah. It said Mr. Brain's Faggots, which are meatballs in Britain.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
Well.
Guess what? I'm having spaghetti without meat sauce from now on.
Good afternoon and welcome to the January 30th edition of Pinions Playhouse, brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. And congratulations to all the people who have emailed me saying, oh my goodness, that one guy last week lost 45 pounds in 1 month. That's not the average. The average is about 25 in a month. We'll talk. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
All right. A full house today. Everybody's on board. From Birmingham, England. It's the control board operator, Trevor Limey Phillips. Say hello to someone.
I would just like to say hello to my mom and dad. And I hope everybody out there is having a really good day.
I think they are. I think that there's one guy in the room who's any day is going to become very, very wealthy, heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, still chooses to work. His name is Dan Strauss, and he's in the house with his trousers around.
And if I only had a brain...
Dan, say hi to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They're from Stiefel. And you can get a complimentary second opinion on your retirement portfolio. Stiefel is a member SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
And hello, everybody. And tonight, it's the blue moon, which is the second full moon of the month. And also about 5 in the morning, and Frank, you might want to wake up early, because it's a lunar eclipse as well.
Yeah.
How about that?
Okay, that sure sounds great.
Yeah.
I'm just, you know.
I love
it. Usually when you go out, but it's usually a disappointment when you expect something real dramatic. And it's not. The one that wasn't was that... that complete
solar eclipse,
a few months ago.
Yeah.
Now that was worth being outside for. That was creepy.
A lunar eclipse happens a lot because it's the Earth past the shadow of the Earth, going between the Sun and the Moon.
Okay, thank you, Doctor Who. Let's see. I think a lot of people know that Tim Woodburn is a newsman, but wait, there's so much more. That's right. Just like Jim Rockford, only better, he is a private investigator in real life. This is just pretend life, this radio thing. This is like a pretend job. He's a PI. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. Gateway Investigations is my firm. Our website is gatewaypi.net. One of the things that we do for people as a service to the general public, if you have a suspicious vehicle in your neighborhood or just any type of suspicion going on in your neighborhood, you know, we get the cops involved. What's going on? Hey, who's this car parked in front of my house? Who's this car that's been parked down the street for two blocks?
We'll run the license plate for you for $35 and let you know who owns that car and what their background is. If that's something you're interested in, email me, tim@gatewaypi.net.
Ooh. All right, good information. He's on the road a lot. He goes a lot of places. And was able, thank goodness, to make one of those places here today. He's in the studio. The man who, I don't know what he's going to do. He'll run out of places to see in the United States, and I guess we'll get overseas reports. He's Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
I want to say hello to everybody. Also, the blind guy that cut Trevor's hair. Big shout out to him.
Oh, my God.
Low blow, man. Low blow.
Wow.
Man. Low blow. Not cool.
You know what? You do have some goofy haircuts.
Only
friends would tell you that. I mean, people who don't know you or don't they wouldn't tell you.
Frank,
will tell you.
He's got a face made for radio, Frank. He's not on TV.
We all do.
He's got a face only a mother could love. I got great hair. Thank you.
I think we all do. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven. I want to thank Jorge Rios, who was on the first hour from Lima, Peru, because Rat Boy was spotted and videotaped, and it's on the Facebook page, facebook.com/ AM and the PM. Oh, my goodness, it's good to know Rat Boy's alive. And the one thing he doesn't say on the video that he would say if he were here is this.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And now, let's just show our appreciation for the greatest polka music I've ever heard. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brought to you by MD Health and Wellness in Bridgeton. I want to thank all of you who sort of proved me right. MD Health and Wellness was in a kind of a slump around the end of the year, and there weren't as many people coming in. And I said, you know what? It's Christmas. I mean, and New Year's, and there are people who take the attitude, well, I'm just going to eat everything I want, and then after that's over, I'll lose weight. But then they don't lose weight because it's even harder. Because you packed on a couple of pounds over the holidays. Now we're at the point where at the end of January, and all of you who have not followed through on your resolutions, you now are at that point where what you said you were going to do the first of the year, it's a month and you haven't done it. So let's just not play that game anymore, that New Year's resolution thing. Let's do this. Go make an appointment at MD Health and Wellness. Let them see how big you are, how fat you are. And those are the terms I'm going to use because I was one of them. Of you. Oh, and one other thing. If you weigh 500 pounds or 400 pounds, go on in there. They may not be able to help you, but they give you some good advice about what to do so you could come back and lose the rest of the weight. But if you're 300, 400 pounds, I've heard through emails from listeners who are 300, 400, and their lives have changed. It's a doctor-supervised weight loss program. Not one of these cookie cutter stamped out franchise deals where get some bags of food. They don't give you any food. They'll do some other things, and they want to know about you in more ways than one. They do a body mass index test. They want an EKG. They want to know what it is you can and cannot handle when you're ready to lose weight, and then they're going to tell you the things not to do. Mainly, don't eat so many calories a day, and they're going to give you something to help you stop that, so that first month, which is the hardest, is a lot easier than it ever was when you tried to do it yourself. What? Somebody's talking. I heard somebody talking.
Sorry, I was talking to Bill about my haircut and where I went to go get it done.
We don't do that on the show. We pay attention.
Of course, Frank.
Young man.
Sorry.
I'll see you after class.
Of course.
All right? After class. MD Health and Wellness. Dr. Gilbertson, Dr. Ken Gilbertson, Dr. George Andrioff. They know what they're doing. And I know from the emails, we got a lot of very happy people. Yes, most of them paid for it out of pocket because it's usually not covered by insurance. Well, Neither is a bad haircut. They don't. Insurance doesn't cover that either. Insurance doesn't cover a lot of things. But if you want to look better, in Limey's case, he goes in and goes, make me look worse. But if you'd like to look better and feel better, what is that worth to you? Is that not worth the price that, and I don't know the price because I don't know what program they're going to put you on, but whatever it is, my goodness, wouldn't it be great to not have to huff and puff and getting in and out of the car? Oh, my goodness, just MD Health and Wellness. Here's their website, mdhealthwellness.com. Where to start?
Well, frankly,
you know, I will start here. Bill, what? I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say I've got a video that I would really like to put on our Facebook page, but I have no idea how to do it. And it is something we were talking about the other day. People who, what is it, porch pirates? People who steal other people's packages. This video that I've got, it's me and Dan were looking at it earlier. You can see this woman driving down in her car. She notices some packages on somebody's porch. Pulls over, runs up, grabs them, and as she's running away, she slips, falls, and breaks her leg. And all of this is on camera.
Good. See, that's the beauty of great cameras from Gateway Lock and Security Camera.
Frank,
love that.
Frank, the truth is the real reason Limey was talking during your live read is because there's been a tint issue with one of the microphones here in the studio. We had to move Dan Buffa around, and we've been kind of experimenting with whose microphone is perhaps defective. And so Limey thought perhaps it was my microphone. And as you know, I sit here with the microphone parked at an angle where I talk out of the left side of my mouth, and now I'm talking out of a different microphone. And I was joking with him that I didn't know how to talk out of the right side of my mouth.
And so I turned his mic on before we were ready.
Thank you for that explanation.
I just wanted to say it's not his fault.
And then Bill Cleveland has a story.
Mm-hmm. No, the peacock story?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not, I'm not surprised by this.
I'm not either.
Because here's the deal. They kind of brought it on themselves. The story is this. Bill, it was United Airlines, right?
Yep.
They wouldn't allow a woman to buy an extra seat for her support peacock.
What the hell?
Yeah, let me tell you something. I'm not a mental health expert by any means, but I'm going to tell you right now that I think we've reached a point where most of the people who say they have to have a support animal are full of crap. Mm-hmm. It's BS. And I told you this story before. We actually have friends who have a big, it's like some labradoodle, it's like a 70-pound dog. They take it with them when they travel. And I said, how do you get away with that? She said, wink, wink. It's a support dog. You can buy online vests that say support dog. And the airlines have brought this on themselves because they don't ask for any sort of real documentation. You go, this is my support snake. Okay. Mm. They got to put a stop to that. I think they will after this.
Well, the peacock doesn't
pot-bellied
have a,
pig, support pig. Come on, people.
The peacock doesn't have a vest on. I'm looking at
support
him right
goldfish.
Now. But it's pretty...
I need a support porn star.
Yes. I'm just telling you right now, and I'll bet you I'm right about this. Most of the people doing this now are full of it. They don't need. It's just a way to take the pet with them. They don't need a support peacock or support pot-bellied pig or and other stuff. I'm just. I don't believe it. I don't buy it. I predicted this would happen. I predicted it a week or two ago. And now it is happening. Remember when I said, if we're not careful with the sexual harassment stuff, men aren't going to even be able to be men anymore, and women aren't going to be able to be women. And what I mean by that is men and women who are heterosexual, because that seems to be what the sexual harassment, turf is, it's in our DNA to flirt, to seduce, to be playful. I'm not talking about rape. I know what that is. That's different. I'm not talking about, well, if you want to raise, here, get out on your knees. I'm not talking about that either. I'm talking about playful behavior. That now, any woman, it seems, can call it something else and file charges if somebody loses his job. So what I said was we're going to get to a point where everybody in every workplace, it's going to be the most boring, the dullest place to work, I don't care where it is, that it's ever been in history, because everybody is scared to death to say anything.
Well, here's,
so here's what... Go ahead.
I was going to say, here's something else, too. What if a woman, like, has the door open a little bit for flirtation for some guy, and then the guy starts flirting, the and door. Then all of a sudden
yeah,
the woman
what,
goes...
What kind of door is open?
What like an door? Office Why door? Why would there be a door?
No, I mean, a bathroom
the,
I mean, door?
The back door number two?
No, no.
Why is there a door in this store?
Well, there's not a door, just kind of the...
The back door isn't flooding.
No. No. Upper, the upper, oh, you guys,
the,
shut up.
The upper door?
I hate all of you.
No, so, no, re-describe the flirt situation.
So
set it up.
She has allowed some flirtation and maybe said, it's okay to flirt with me. And then the guy starts flirting a little bit, and then she gets mad at him or something happens.
And now it's not okay anymore, and she baited him.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Entrapment.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you have to be so careful. So here's what just happened to prove that I'm right. Remember I told you my wife had a friend, a really pretty friend, in her 50s. She's not married. She believes the contrails from the jets are chemicals.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to ask you about that. Is this friend rich at all? Or, well, like,
yes.
You know, has a lot of money? She does. Okay.
Yes.
Could you just send me
she's
her
rich.
Email?
And she likes Cocoa Puffs.
Well, she's rich because she lived with a very wealthy guy for 10 years, and when he kicked her out, he wrote her a big fat check.
Okay.
So here's the deal. She was dating. This just happened within the last 2 weeks. And she goes on a date with this guy. And it goes well. And they're having a great time. They get back to their cars or her house or wherever it was. And she's just standing there. And he said to her, he said, I'm sorry. He said, but I'm not comfortable hugging you with all that's going on.
Wow.
How about that? Wow. Now, and it wasn't his way of saying, I don't want to touch you. She's really pretty. But he said, you just don't know anymore. Please, I'm sorry. But good night.
Well,
now, they're
going
to go out again. But how about the fact that until he knows her better, he's afraid to hug her?
Yeah.
See, this is exactly what I thought would happen. We got to knock some of this off and concentrate on the real, absolute, serious harassment cases. And not this other just frivolous, playful human nature, which is all it really is. Doug Vaughn, who does the Bertarelli cutlery commercial, says something in the commercial. Not only have I not heard it for decades, what the heck does it mean and where did it come from? Knives, they're sharp as the Dickens. What's the Dickens?
Oh, I know.
Who are sharp as the Dickens? I haven't heard it forever. I used to hear it, but, as cold as the Dickens. Well, sharp as the Dickens. What is the Dickens?
He's fast as the Dickens. I don't know.
What is that?
I don't know.
The Does it have Dickens? Anything to do with Charles Dickens, by any chance? I mean, that's a complete stretch, but...
No, I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't...
There's a cider I know. Like that.
Oh, that's some good stuff.
Yeah, I know.
Now... Here, I got a story. This is a woman, and I think she has a point here, but I don't think that she's going to accomplish what she wants to accomplish. Her name is Heather Nelson, and she has bought and taken over a distillery called Tulvadi. They make scotch. And she says, I'm the first woman to take lead in a whiskey company, and she says, scotch, for no good reason, is thought of and marketed as a drink for men. So there's no reason that women shouldn't drink scotch. Well, okay, Heather, but I really believe... Remember, we talked about this before, when they tried to get women to smoke cigars.
Yeah.
You know, cigars were a big deal in Cigar Aficionado magazine, and so all these movie stars had their pictures taken smoking cigars. But it was just for the photo op. They didn't really smoke cigars. I don't know that they will ever become regulars at the bar asking for scotch on the rocks or just straight bourbon, because don't their bodies, know about this?
No.
They don't metabolize it as well. They're
not
smaller.
Not to disagree, but a lot of the women that I know and kind of my age and have maybe gone out on dates with actually go for scotch and or whiskey neat. That's something that's becoming quite popular.
Means what, no ice?
No, it means it just means on the rocks, like just with ice. That's it. No Coke, no Sprite, no water or anything. They just have
She owns a distillery, mm-hmm. and she says not nearly enough women are drinking scotch. She's going to try to change that. She's going to kind of market it to women. That's all it really takes. If she does a good enough job, make it look cool to drink scotch. Yeah.
All you have to say is scotch will exfoliate your skin.
Right.
They're there.
That's it.
Yeah.
Age-defying scotch.
Yeah. $1 million idea.
All right. We've heard of people who are driving and they're using the navigation system to take their directions. This past week, these three women were up in Vermont and they were following the directions on an app called, and I think most of you have heard of this, called, is it Waze?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it took them right in to the frozen lake of Lake Champlain. It was dark, and it was foggy, and it told them to turn this turn and this turn, and they end up on a boat launching ramp and just went right into the lake.
Whoa.
And of course, I would imagine, and that's freezing water. They got out, they survived. I imagine there'll be some sort of massive settlement here from Waze for these people.
Make a U-turn when it is safe to do so. Please make a U-turn.
Stop at the lake.
By all indications,
do not go in the lake.
It did, in fact, direct them to the lake. So here's a suggestion. It's okay to use that stuff, but not if it's dark and foggy and you can't see. I wouldn't trust it then if I were you. Probably not a good idea. And then I saw this on television on the news, and this morning there's an article out about it, and this makes all the sense in the world to me. The military is concerned now about how many soldiers there are wearing these Fitbit things, something that, because those things emit and give off a signal, and there's some software that goes with these things that you can buy as part of your purchase, and it includes a map, so you can pull up a map. And let's say it's a race. It'll show you where everybody wearing these is on the course, on the race. And what they're saying is the enemy, it would be very easy to see just exactly, let's say in Afghanistan, where every one of our soldiers is wearing one of these things.
Oh, boy.
I say cut those things off your wrist and get rid of them. And that's probably what they're going to end up doing, because they say there's no way to guarantee that wouldn't happen. What happens is it's a global heat map, and it details the activity of 27 million global users of these things, including people in the military overseas. Get rid of them. Well, it's not worth taking the chance. Yeah, you don't have to have that. One last thing, and it really is the last one. In a few years, and this, I think this probably will happen, we will no longer have the choice we have now about car colors. Gradually, all our cars will be white or silver or very light colors. Do you know why?
Why?
Driverless cars. The driverless cars spot light-colored cars all the time. Occasionally, they miss the dark-colored car. So they're saying we can't afford to have a bunch of self-driving cars on the road and a lot of dark-colored cars. So very gradually, your selection will be limited because they're only going to... I don't like that.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. Something about that I don't like. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
I'm going to dedicate this to Tim Woodburn because he's a private investigator, and it's the story of a private investigator. Tim's for you.
Thank you.
Guy suspects that his wife has a boyfriend. So he hires Tim Woodburn. He says, I want confirmation that she's doing it with some guy. Tim said, no problem. I'll get back to you soon. And in 48 hours, Tim is back with the guy. He says, well, you're absolutely right. your wife is having an affair with some guy. I'm not sure who he is. I could find that out. He goes, no, I don't care who it is. I want it dead. Kemp said, well, hold on. I don't do that. I've told you what you wanted to know, and I'm out of this. And Tim leaves. So the guy's telling the buddy, he goes, you know, I got confirmation my wife was having an affair with some guy. I'd love to take that guy. I'd like to take her out and him out. Get rid of both of them. And his friend says, well, I know somebody. He says, what do you mean? He goes, he's a former sniper. And he's a bad, bad dude. And he's accurate. He can take him out. He arranges an introduction. And he meets the sniper. He says, all right, look. Tim Woodburn, the private investigator, told me he knows the motel they go to. I want you to pick a spot, some vantage point, where you can look in the window with your scope, and I want you to put a bullet in her head and one in his genitals. And I will pay you $1,000 for each bullet. Guy says, all right, I'm your man. It'll be tomorrow night. He said, that's yeah, great. Yeah, because apparently they're going there every night, right after her work. She says, you worked late, but it's like, it'll say 6:30, probably be there. He goes, okay. So they go to the motel. And the husband says, I want to go with you. I want to see this go down. It'll make me happy. Sniper says, all right, but you be quiet. I know the mission. And the guy says, all right, repeat the mission to me because I want to make sure you get it. He goes, one in her head and another bullet in his genitals. He goes, yeah, you got it. So he gets from the outside, top of a building that's nearby, and honest to goodness, he can see in the window. There's the guy's wife. There's whoever this other guy is. And they're ripping each other's clothes off. And the sniper's watching all this through the scope. And the husband's going, what are you looking at? What are they doing? He said, well, they're getting undressed. I see all these. He's got the scope. He can see all this. He goes, oh, boy, now they're totally nude. Oh, man, they're on the bed now, rolling around, doing some stuff. Husband says, are you remember the mission? You remember the mission? Bullet in her head, bullet in his privates. $1,000 per bullet. He goes, I got you. Calm down. I got you. He's watching the scope, and he says, oh, man. All right. Yeah. And the husband says, What? He says, a bullet in her head and one in his privates. You know what? $1,000 a bullet. But if I shoot while she's doing what she's doing right now, I can take out both targets with one shot and save you $1,000.
All right, let's get a look at traffic right now. Here's Tori Lyons.
Traffic is brought to you by Audible. You're solid eastbound 70 and eastbound 64 into the Poplar Street Bridge, southbound 170 slow, Olive to 64. Blues traffic picking up eastbound 64 heading into the city. Hit and run accident northbound 270 near Big Bend, and construction wrapped up westbound 270 at the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Stay motivated, informed, and entertained through the power of audiobooks. Listen anytime, anywhere with the Audible app. Start a 30-day trial, and your first one is free. Just go to audible.com. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
At Club Fitness, we've got something for everybody, and we're ringing in the new year all month long. Now through January 31st, you can join for just $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment.
Happy New Year! Time for a happy new me.
Plus, Club Fitness members get free group classes in Kids Club, 24 locations, and 24-hour access.
I'm going from singing at midnight to sweating at midnight.
Join for $10 with no processing, no contract, and no enrollment through January 31st. Some restrictions apply. See Club for details.
It's not too much to ask for your washer and dryer to get your clothes clean and leave them undamaged. It's pretty much the whole point. Hey, it's Denise from Appliance Discounters. I want to tell you about Speed Queen Laundry. Since 1908, Speed Queen has continually offered an impeccable wash and dependability. These washers are so durable, they have been tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Best of all, Speed Queen has backed up their washers with a warranty of 3 to 5 years parts and labor. This coverage is worth $250 and it's free. Check out the Speed Queen Laundry at any of the Appliance Discounters. Counter 6 showrooms, and as always, our savings are your savings.
Gateway says, arrive in style this year in a new Buick LaCrosse with up to $13,500 off MSRP. How about the new Buick Encore compact SUV that is ready for anything that life throws at you with up to $7,200 off? The always popular GMC Acadia will always have you driving like a pro with up to $14,500 off. Give your neighbors something to talk about with the impressive newly restyled 2018 Buick Enclave starting at $39,995. 17 acres of cars. Come on in. Gateway, the right way.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Sharp as the dickens.
I looked it up online and I can't find a definition for that. And I even texted Doug Vaughn to ask him what that means. I'm waiting to hear back.
No, it's just a saying. It's been around forever. I think it means anything. We're going to Southern California and talk to a guy who's as interesting as the dickens. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other. East of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. They are only closed on Monday. Yes, you will need a reservation for dinner at Annie Gunn's, and there is no one who would not appreciate a gift card from Annie Gunn's of the Smokehouse. For any occasion, that's that answer to the question, what in the world can I get so-and-so? Got your answer. Annie Gunn's and or a Smokehouse gift card or cards. And now from Southern California, here is Mike Evans.
Little Billy Clevelin with us.
Billy Clevelin's in the house. Mm-hmm. Yesterday we didn't have any Hollywood stuff yesterday because Mike told his 25,000 Quaalude story. So lay the Hollywood stuff on us.
A pop quiz question, keeping with the theme of phony names used by celebrities when they register at a hotel today. Who uses the name Frank Farmer? Is it Kevin Costner, Leonardo DiCaprio, Matthew McConaughey, or George Lopez? And also, after the pop quiz question, we'll have our heads-up different twisted question for you, too. By the way, I'm having implant surgery tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Not butt implants or boob implants. Teeth implants, two teeth implants tomorrow. But I plan to be on the air. I figured I'll be out of there, have a couple of pain pills, and should be able to muddle through it.
Probably be the best segment you ever
did. Mm-hmm. It's going to be great.
I'm guessing. We need to go there.
It will be.
Love Nuggets. Love the Love Nuggets, Franco. There's trouble in paradise between Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez.
Jennifer Lopez.
No, those kids.
The problem, J-Lo attends Catholic Church with her children, and Alex wants nothing to do with it, and it could be enough for them to break up. We'll see what happens with it. First time. I mean, I thought these guys were going to get married.
I wanted those kids to
marry. Right. Yeah.
Ben Affleck and his girlfriend, Lindsay Shukas. Shoukas. I don't think she's even that attractive, really.
Really?
I don't think so. Certainly, she's no Jennifer Garner.
Who is?
were asked to stop making out at New York's Westfield restaurant on Bleecker Street. When they wouldn't stop, they finally got up and left. One guest yelled at him, "Get a room." I don't know, Ben Affleck, he's an odd duck, that guy.
I don't like him at all, and he has an expressionless face.
He does.
He is one expression, and that's, what? That's
yeah. I'm not a big fan. Casting news, you may have heard that Tom Hanks is going to play Mr. Rogers from the kid show Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. But we won't see Mr. Rogers in the movie as a sniper, a Navy SEAL who fought alongside Bob Keeshan, a.k.a. Captain Kangaroo, and Lee Marvin of World War II. That rumor has been around for years, but none of it's true.
No, we talked about it earlier. It's all BS.
It's all BS.
Yeah.
Yeah, then he had tattoos up and down his arms. His sweaters covered his tattoos.
This is nonsense. That one's real.
No, it isn't.
No, it's not.
No,
it's
yes,
not.
It is.
No, it isn't.
It's real. He went to a seminary. I don't even think he was in the military.
No, you're right.
He went to a seminary.
I'm allowed to believe whatever I want.
Whatever.
you can believe whatever you want if you want to be, stupid. But sometimes you don't want to publicly tell people you believe certain things. They'll think you're out of your mind.
Limey, I think it's okay you're stupid.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate that.
Oh, now he feels a lot better.
Mike off the air asked Limey his thoughts on Black Friday. You'll get the whole point.
Let's not bring that up again. Can we move along, please?
I hate to ask.
No, let's move along, Mike.
Just keep going.
Rumored at the Grammys, now confirmed, Jennifer Hudson is going to play Aretha Franklin in a biopic. Starts filming in July. Aretha Franklin says, please hurry up and get it done before she expires. Boy, she's going to have to put on a lot of weight if she's going to play Aretha Franklin in her later years, because she is Miracle Whip spread. That
girl. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Miracle Whip spread.
She's a big one.
I love that.
The odds and ends, if you are one of the 1.5 million people who paid anywhere from $30 to $150 for a monthly unlimited AMC movie pass, it's being canceled in most markets.
Don't!
I know.
Oh.
That's a great deal for a lot of people. California's a little expensive, but New York is $150, but you can go to a movie every day.
Well, that is a good deal. If somebody's retired, got a lot of time, that's a great deal.
Yeah. You could win a bet with this. The second highest ranking United States general is Air Force four-star General George Babbitt. He also played drums in the 1960 band The Ventures, played on the million-selling record Walk, Don't Run, and the remake of Wipeout.
Wow.
Hmm. I think that's kind of cool.
There's a video on YouTube.
Thing, Franco?
Yeah, but there's a video on YouTube. I've watched it where they call him up on stage.
Here it comes.
No, there's nothing coming. They call him up on stage, and he plays drums on a concert, and the place goes crazy because they introduce him as General whatever, and they tell about his history, and then they point to the drums like, well, would you like to? And he takes a seat, and he tears it up.
And he does what? He does Wipeout.
Yeah, and it's on YouTube.
I got to check it out.
Yeah, it is really good.
New York Post headline, there's a picture of a little Cessna 172 with a student pilot, teen student pilot, and the teacher. Plane ran out of fuel or something, completely flipped upside down on the beach, and both of them walked away unscathed, unhurt. New York Post headline screams, flipping the bird.
Not bad. No. Not bad. Not bad.
Damn. Let's talk about the pop quiz question before we do the, and finally, crazy question.
Okay.
Name the name of the celebrity who registers at a hotel, uses the name Frank Farmer. Is it Kevin Costner? Is it Leonardo DiCaprio, Matthew McConaughey, or George Lopez?
I'm going to go with Kevin Costner.
Yeah, I was going to say Kevin Costner.
George Lopez.
Matthew McConaughey.
DiCaprio.
If you saw the movie Bodyguard, Kevin Costner's character was named Frank Farmer. And that's the name he uses. And finally on the golf course. We're going to have a little better, gentlemen. Let's hit on me. By the way, it's 82 degrees here. What is it, nice weather there in St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. Headed for even nicer.
Good. Here's your pop quiz. Twisted question. Johnny's mother had three children. First child named April. Second child named May. What was the third child's name?
Johnny.
Yes, you guys are too good.
Dan, you said it after I said it. See? Uh-huh.
I was
going to cheating.
I was going to say June.
Silver Metal Dan, but you both get the anthem.
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. I didn't mean to start a fight or anything.
No, I think Mike is actually stunned at how smart I am. I think it stunned him. It stunned him.
No. You know what? So all the chicken stations, all the stations that I'm on. Did you say chicken butt again?
Yeah.
Because you said you know what, and I say chicken butt. 5 cents a cut, dipped in grease, one piece.
For 21 years.
Yeah, I like it.
Well, anyway, you know what?
chicken breast.
Anyway.
Five sheets of fat. Get
anyway.
Grease, one a piece.
No, that. Where was I?
No, I don't know.
Oh, all of my affiliates, of, like 26 affiliates, only you and one of the station got it. None of the other ones got it.
Really?
Well, other oh, yeah, other radio people, except the ones us in on this show, other radio people are all stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Not us. Not this show.
They couldn't be
we're
stupid,
sharp.
Frank, if
we're
they hired
we're sharp
me
as the Dickens.
Day.
Hey, he just texted me back, and he said, Doug Vaughn did, and he said, sharp as the Dickens means a lot or very much or really good, anything like that.
Well, I know
what the hell's going on here.
Well, we've got a commercial running, and for knife sharpening, and they say, sharp as the Dickens. I haven't heard that for years. You say, it's cold as the Dickens. What is the Dickens? Doug did not answer the question, what is the Dickens?
Anything extreme.
It probably has something to do with Charles Dickens.
No, it doesn't.
What did you just say, Tim? What did you just say? There's three things. What did you just say?
Turn his mic off for a second.
I'm trying to find out why the word I know what it means, with the word Dickens.
It's not Charles Dickens. Time in the back seat.
No, not that kind of Dickens.
No.
Not that kind of Dickens.
And then the next day, I came in.
Yeah, goodbye. And then, goodbye. And then the next gotta be day, careful
went,
with him.
Got, then the next day, Mike went and got implants.
Yeah. Oh, doesn't it seem like he's always in the dentist chair?
Yeah.
Mike, the guy's been in the dentist chair like 10 times.
And it's major.
Always a major big deal. Yeah, it's never just, I got my teeth clean. It's they, you know, ripped his, grinding his gums down or screwing holds in for titanium screws or something.
Sounds like he's got about 10,000 of those Quaaludes left that they had in his mail.
He's
going to
need them.
Good Lord. But
you know what? I'm guessing he probably pocketed a few. He put a few away for days like tomorrow. Mm-hmm. I hope he comes on tomorrow. I hope he's high as a kite and on all kinds of crap. That'd be the best show ever. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. Next door to each other. East of all the other stuff that's in Chesterfield Valley. And tomorrow, today, the next day, the day after that. Oh, they're only closed on Monday. Every single day is a special day to somebody, to lots of somebodies. It's somebody's birthday. Somebody got a raise, a promotion, got accepted into a school, graduated from high school, on and on and on. Gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. All right. Don't have a lot of time. We do a little business. And if we have any time left, I got a couple of things for you. The business of Amini's. I have never been in another store like Amini's. Anywhere. Nothing like. I've been in other stores that sell lighting. I've been in other stores that sell furniture. I've never been in a store that sells the level of furniture, the quality of furniture they do. I've been in stores with pool tables. I've actually been in a warehouse type store where all they sold was pinball machines, but I think they're out of business now. I've been in stores that sold some of the things Amini's has, but not all together in one store. And the reason that some of the things in there are priced a little higher than similar things, lesser things in other stores, is because they're better made. This is the best made stuff in the world. Their furniture is some of the best in the world. Patio furniture. There is no patio furniture in the world made better than the patio furniture that Amini's carries. And apparently a lot of people appreciate that because it is the number one category in sales for Amini's. It's a terrific store. It's a fun store. It's a classy store. It's a casual store. It's a friendly store. It's a lot of things. Go in there and walk around. Play some pinball. Let your kids play. Arcade games. Look at the jukebox. Look at the shuffleboard tables. Take everybody in your family. I don't care how old or young they are. Aminis. In Chesterfield Valley under the Copper Dome. Aminis.com. I'm going to leave you with a story that sounds like a joke, but it's not a joke, and it just happened. I think this weekend down in Tennessee, reported by local TV station WVLT, guys pulled over for reckless driving, 33 years old. Now, yes, he had all kinds of stuff in his system, but he told the police officer that Jesus personally asked to drive.
Right.
Jesus Christ personally ask this guy, Chad England, to take over the wheel and drive. I'm telling you, let me tell you, if you're a cop, how do you not just burst out laughing when something like this happens? And then it's got all the stuff they found in his system, the usual stuff you expect, cocaine and blah, 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 blah. We're out of time. We're going to get out of here. Tomorrow's the last day of the dullest month of the year. Thank goodness. Thank you for joining us. And please thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Monday evening. What is this? Is this Monday? This is Tuesday,
Tuesday,
right?
Yeah.
Yep. Tuesday.
Yeah. Limey, can you edit that out?
Got it.
And just insert this. Insert this right here. 3, 2, 1. Have a great Tuesday evening, everybody.
You're miles and miles from your nice warm bed. You just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Larry Connors. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS Wood River, KPNT HD2 Collinsville,